Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Love Songs. We are looking at some of the themes brought up in the Song of Solomon. And this week was really about marriage itself and marriage as a lifelong commitment to one another. We looked at chapter 3 in Song of Solomon, where there's a celebration of the wedding itself, where Solomon, or a king-like figure, it says King Solomon. Some commentators argue whether it's Solomon himself or a king-like figure, but basically the groom is coming for his bride and coming for the wedding day. And verse 11 says, on the day of his wedding, on the day of the gladness of his heart. And so we talked about how, you know, weddings, just like in the passage here, weddings are a big deal. There's a big pomp and circumstance around it, but they're a big deal because of what they represent. Weddings are a big deal because they're the start of a marriage. And the wedding may last for a day, but the marriage, Lord willing, lasts for a lifetime. And so we talked about investing in your relationship, investing in this lifelong relationship that God has given you. And we talked about marriage being an exclusive lifelong commitment or covenant with another person. It's a promise you're making to them, not just for present love, but future love. And that's something we see all throughout the Song of Solomon. The two are expressing to each other back and forth their commitment to one another. They're expressing back and forth their love for one another. But the underlying assumption is this love is going to last. At one point in time in chapter 8, verse 6, the woman says to the man, set me as a seal upon your heart. A seal, right? I mean, that's permanent language. It's an exclusive, lifelong commitment or covenant you're making with your spouse to say, it's you and it's me and it's just us, lifelong. And so two things that we talked about on Sunday that I want to leave you with here. One, if you are married, I just pressed in a little bit on Sunday and said, you know, guys, marriages that last, I mean, it's certainly the grace of God. It's all the grace of God. But under His grace, we have choices that matter. And we choose whether to invest in the relationship or not. Choose to die to self and love our spouse. Choose to pursue one another in the course of marriage so that the marriage relationship continues to grow and reflect the love of God. We have choices to make in that, to either let that grow cold or to continue to pursue our spouse, even more so than we did in the dating phase. I talked to husbands specifically about, guys, you know, the way that we pursued our wife when we were dating, I understand that life gets busier and jobs and kids and all those things, but our wives should still feel pursued. They should feel like we cherish them more now as wife than we did when in the dating phase. And so I said, listen, you know what? The question was, what are you doing today just to invest in your marriage and to guard and grow that relationship? And then the second thing that we talked about is, you know, one day there is going to be a greater king and there's going to be a better wedding. Revelation 19, Revelation 21 talks about when Jesus returns, he is the greater king. The King Solomon figure, that's a foreshadowing of Jesus himself, Jesus the greater king, who's coming back on his wedding day. Revelation 19 talks about the marriage supper of the Lamb, where Jesus, who is the perfect husband, the perfect groom, weds his bride, the church. You and me and everyone who has received Christ as Lord and Savior, we are brought into this relationship, and God and his people dwell in perfect unity and ever-increasing joy forever and ever. You don't have to be married to appreciate that, to see the beauty of that, that God calls us to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, but it's because he first loved us. He calls us to be the faithful bride because he is the faithful husband, and he knows us fully, and he loves us completely. And marriage at its best is simply a picture of the love of God. I want to encourage you today, take a moment to think about that, to reflect. If you are married, to ask yourself that question, what am I doing to love my spouse today and invest in my relationship with my spouse? And for all of us, just to reflect on the stunning nature of the love of God. Let me pray for you. Father, we love you. God, for those of us who are married, I ask for just a hedge of protection around our marriages and help us to choose today to honor you by loving our spouse and investing in the relationship. And then Jesus, I pray for all of us, married, single, dating, divorced, wherever we may be today, in that relational, in those relational categories, may we just be stunned by the love of God and remember that, Father, you first loved us. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now, again, to reflect and to pray.